This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More fire engines from Colorado are headed to Los Angeles. CPR's Haley May says that increases the total to more than 45 engines and an estimated 200 crew members.
Nine strike crews left Sunday, with each taking five engines. All of them are supporting the Palisades fire, which has grown to more than 23,000 acres and is less than 20% contained. I spoke with engine boss Carl Oliver from Carbondale, who drove down the PCH past hundreds of burned homes with his crew last night. They're currently staged in Bel Air for structure defense.
There are thousands and thousands of engines and hand crews ready to react quickly if something does flare up again.
Winds are forecast to hit 60 miles per hour. Haley May, CPR News.
Two CU Boulder students are suing the university, alleging their free speech and due process rights were violated after a pro-Palestine protest. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
During a campus job fair hosting military contractors, the students used a bullhorn to make a one-sentence statement. They left when told to leave the job fair. CU then barred the students from campus except to attend classes. The students oppose American tax dollars being used by Israel to wage war in Gaza. University officials said they haven't seen the lawsuit yet. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The historic Carnegie Public Library in Manitou Springs is set to reopen next month. It was closed for nearly 4 years for renovations to bring the building into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The building has housed the Manitou Springs Library since 1910. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.